Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Wendy Johnson. This week on AK, hunting for ferns. Researchers from the Smithsonian Institution visited Sitka recently. The group works at the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. The collection includes countless items from Alaska. Staff members at the museum are well acquainted with those items, but they don't often get to see where the items began. To do that, they turn to Sitka resident and renowned Tlingit weaver Terry Rothkar. KCAW's Ed Ronco went along with Rothkar and the Smithsonian staff as they searched for ferns.
We're just walking up the road, guys. We're going to be looking on the uphill side, and we're looking for a fern that's reaching out from the cliffs, between the rocks.
Terry Rothkar is leading a group of seven people up Blue Lake Road. Their mission? Find the maidenhair fern.
It's a fern that for years, gosh, me and my kind of self-teaching, I got the wrong fern forever. I kept getting the wrong ferns. If you start looking around, there's a lot of different ferns here.
You do have a lot of different ferns.
There's all kinds.
Eventually, Rothkar says she had to ask a friend for help.
And I said, well, you know, Mary, having difficulty getting those ferns. Ah, geez, I've got a bunch in my yard. Just come on over. And I said, well, where do you get them in the wild? Well, honey, have you been up to the dam at Blue Lake? Right at the base of the dam, there's lots of them. I'm like...
This group does not need to hike all the way to Blue Lake in order to find some ferns. They soon appear, popping out of the rock face next to the road.
See those black stems?
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Boys and girls, and you see them when you're in looking at the baskets. It's that brilliant brown, shiny color. That's some maidenhair fern there.
The stems of maidenhair fern are used in traditional basket weaving. These researchers from Washington, D.C. have likely seen thousands of the stems before, but in finished baskets that make up part of the museum's collection, not as individual components in the wild.
We can only do so much to understand the nature of these pieces.
Kelly McHugh is an objects conservator at the National Museum of the American Indian.
Coming here gives us the context that we're missing, really, and it's a context for understanding so that we can kind of better and more responsibly care for the collection.
The group arrived in Sitka on Friday night. By Saturday afternoon, when we walked up Blue Lake Road together, they had already moved into lodging on the Sheldon Jackson campus, met with native elders who had attended school there, visited Fortress of the Bear, and gone searching for ferns. Still ahead on the agenda was a kayaking trip, a meeting with carver Tommy Joseph at Sitka National Historical Park, and more.
We're overwhelmed. I mean, we've been here for just a day, really. And I think being welcomed at the airport with the dance group and having the elders there and just knowing what that means is incredibly impactful for us.
I am a raven from the snail house.
That's Terry Rothkar introducing herself by her Tlingit name. She says she wants to build bridges between those who preserve older native art and objects and those who are practicing the art.
Because I think what's happened is our old objects in the museums, while they represent a historical place, we're still creating those pieces. And I think now it's time to start documenting and creating a repository of what's happening today.
This group is in Sitka with help from several granting agencies, including the National Endowment for the Arts and the Cargill Foundation. Rothkar says having them on the ground, where they can see and touch and smell things, makes a big difference. She calls it place-based learning.
It's really hard for me to just keep my mouth shut and allow the place to have a first-person experience with them, because I want to say, oh, wait a minute, did you see this? So, yeah, that part's probably the hardest for me to just be shut up and allow the place to do its job.
If Kelly McHugh from the Smithsonian is any indication, the place did its job. She says this trip will give them a new perspective when they head back to Washington. Or maybe that's if they head back to Washington.
I feel like we treat the collection with respect, but I think it's going to be approaching it in a way that we'll have a greater understanding of who made these pieces, why they made them, you know.
And you guys look like you're having a lot of fun besides.
Oh my God, it's been a blast. I think the challenge is going to be getting us to leave, really.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.